This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Xcel Energy is setting new rates for data centers in Colorado. CPR's Ishan Thakur has more.
Data centers are the backbone of the internet and artificial intelligence, but they can consume as much power as small cities. The new plan requires them to pay for all the new power plants, transmission lines, and substations they'll need. Xcel's proposal is an effort to prevent Coloradans from footing the bill for the AI boom. Environmental groups said the move is a good first step. Here's Danny Katz with the Colorado Public Interest Research Group.
And now it's time for the PUC to check Xcel's math and verify that indeed these data centers will be paying 100% of their new costs.
The plan must still be approved by the Colorado Public Utilities Commission. Despite the new rules, Xcel bills will still increase because of a spike in electricity demand. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
The mayor of Colorado Springs is running for a second term, KRCC's Brianna Heaney.
Yemi Mobolati officially launched his campaign for a second term on Monday. Mobolati was first elected in 2023, defeating Wayne Williams in a runoff election. He is a business owner, a Nigerian immigrant and naturalized citizen, and the first elected Black mayor in Colorado Springs history. Mobolati said in a video from his campaign, his work isn't finished.
There's still more to do to keep our city safe, strong, and affordable for the next generation.
He's a registered independent, though city elections are nonpartisan. Mobolati has faced headwinds with budget shortfalls, the relocation of Space Command, and controversy over noise levels at the Ford Amphitheater. The city election is about a year from now. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Find more on our websites, cpr.org and krcc.org.